This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, 700 petition signatures demanding two EISs delivered to congressional offices. In response to the proposed $20 billion increase in the Department of Energy, DOE, 2021 federal budget, over 700 activists and interested parties signed petitions that were delivered to staff members of Senators Udall and Heinrich, Representative Lujan, and Governor Lujan Grisham on Tuesday, March 10th. The petitions ask them to demand that DOE conduct a programmatic environmental impact statement, programmatic EIS, followed by a new site-wide environmental impact statement, site-wide EIS, for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, before any proposed expanded plutonium pit production and associated infrastructure projects begin. The petitions represent organizations ranging from the Taosians for Peaceful and Sustainable Futures, CCNS, La Jicarita Online Magazine, Veterans for Peace, EarthCare, Youth United for Climate Crisis Action, YUCCA, New Energy Economy, to the Nuclear Issues Study Group. Arguments in favor of demanding a programmatic EIS before the site-wide EIS include: in 1998, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia decided the specific conditions under which DOE must conduct a programmatic EIS. One is required before DOE commits its resources, quote, to detailed engineering design, testing, procurement, or installment of pit production capability for a capacity in excess of the level that has been analyzed in the Stockpile Stewardship and Management Program, programmatic EIS, end quote. The analyzed capacity is 50 plutonium pits per year at LANL under routine conditions and 80 pits per year under multiple shift operations. At present, DOE is planning to commit its resources at LANL and the Savannah River site before conducting a programmatic EIS. The 1998 decision requires DOE to analyze via a programmatic EIS, quote, the reasonably foreseeable environmental impacts of and alternatives to operating such an enhanced capacity, end quote. But DOE, putting the cart before the horse, wants to commit taxpayer dollars to expanding pit production before conducting the programmatic EIS. New Mexicans want to see what DOE's big plans are. Perhaps DOE will discover that the unfinished Savannah River site mixed oxide facility cannot be converted to a plutonium pit facility for 50 pits per year. Then what? Because LANL is the only DOE facility with the capacity to fabricate pits, DOE most likely will say that LANL must fabricate 80 pits per year. Therefore, the requirements of the court decision must be fulfilled before a site-wide EIS is prepared for LANL. New Mexicans deserve no less. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, we will continue to gather signatures asking for both environmental impact statements. It is essential for the public to learn about the extent of DOE's plans for both the Savannah River site and LANL. Please join the effort, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the petition, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.